Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at the meaning of Pentecost. Now, Pentecost is something that took place 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He resurrected, he stayed on the earth for 40 days, walked around with his disciples and did things in the earth for 40 days, and then he ascended into heaven after 40 days. And then 10 days later, the day of Pentecost arrived, which was when the Holy Spirit created and formed the church. He came into the upper room, if you recall, in Acts 2, with a great and mighty rushing wind and clouds of tongues of fire sat on each one of the 120 that were upstairs in that upper room. And right there, they were filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And this is the Spirit of God that Jesus had promised when he was walking in the earth. And he said, it's better for you that I go, because if I go, the Holy Spirit will come. And when he comes, he will do so much stuff. And that's how Jesus could operate and do the things that he did in the earth. Why? Because he had the Holy Spirit in him and with him. In fact, Acts 10:38 tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who then went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. So God was with the disciples when he filled them in the upper room. God is with a child who believes. When you become a child of God and you believe in Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb, resurrection and the ascension, when you speak it and believe it, you now become a child of God. The Holy Ghost comes and resides within you, and that's the same Holy Ghost to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. You can see that in Romans 8:11. And so God came and he began the church era, and that was the beginning of the end of the age, because it's from the time of the Holy Ghost forming the church to when Jesus Christ comes and settles all the problems on the planet. And that time is coming close. It's drawing real near where Jesus is going to be coming back, and he's going to take his bride, and then he's going to come back after that 7-year festival with the bride, and he's going to put a stop to the chaos in the earth, and we're going to rule and reign with him. So the end of the age is still happening. We're not there yet, but we're real close. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, and God bless you.
So he says, I will pour out my spirit on everybody and cause your sons and daughters to prophesy, and your young men will see visions and your old men will experience dreams for God. That was prophesied in Joel 2. And God showed it happening right there, the day of Pentecost. So since the Holy Spirit has come now, he can now open our minds to see, hear, and understand. Amen? Point number three. Pentecost means that the Holy Spirit, who in Old Testament times came upon God's servants to empower them, has now come to live forever with every Christian. He would come to empower them for a period of time. He's now come, since the day of Pentecost, to live forever within every Christian. Now, there is a second infilling. We'll talk about that later. But in many of his sayings, the Lord Jesus anticipated the coming of the Holy Spirit. In John 14, verse 16 out of the Amplified, Jesus talking, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, Parakletos, one called alongside to help, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, and the standby. Yeah, that's in the Amplified. That is what he does. That is who he is. We'll read that again. He says, the Parakletos, one called alongside to help, and then he names it the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, think about this, the intercessor, I love that, the counselor, the strengthener, and the standby to be with you for how long? Forever. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He comes to abide. So we've now got the power of the Holy Spirit, which began the church age on the day of Pentecost and filled his children with his presence. That is humongous. That is just so big. I'm excited about it. Now watch here. Verse 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive and take to its heart because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. You see, don't be surprised that the world are making the most ridiculous laws and doing the craziest stuff that we look at and think, oh my God, how can you even do that? You're supposed to have a university degree from this place and that place. And we see what they're doing. Yes, the reason why you're seeing that happen, he said, because it does not see him or know him, and they don't know, they cannot receive the truth. You see, verse 17 again, the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive and take to heart. So don't be surprised to see what's happening. What gets me is when I see Christians, even those that are born again, being deceived. It says, if it were possible, even them that are inheriting eternal life being deceived. We're watching it all the time. All the time you've seen people in ministry, you've seen people that claim to be born again, supporting and going off the wrong stuff. That's my bigger concern. Excuse me. And that's part of the falling away. And so he promised he would come to indwell all Christians, and at Pentecost, that's exactly what happened. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 4, you saw that. Since that day, immediately someone becomes a Christian, the Holy Spirit takes up residence. This is the distinctive mark of a real Christian. Let's look up and compare. Romans 8, verse 9, Passion Translation. But when the Spirit of Christ empowers your life, you're not dominated by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And if you're not joined to the Spirit of the Anointed One, you're not of Him. When you get the Anointed One, who's the Anointed One? Christ. Who's Christ? The Messiah. What is the Messiah? The Anointed One and His anointing. When you get the Messiah, the Anointed One, you now, look what he says here, you now are not dominated by the flesh. And that's why you have to use your mind to get out of carnality. He says, be not conformed in Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world and its way of doing things, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can only get your mind transferred and transformed by the Holy Spirit revealing, opening, giving revelation. And when you get the understanding, the revelation, you say, no, that's not who I am. You see, that's the difference. 1 Corinthians 6:19, look what he says here. Have you forgotten that your body is now the sacred temple of the Spirit of holiness? I like that, the Spirit of holiness. Who lives in you? He's there, right now. Right now. When you wake up in the morning, he's still there. It's just amazing. Who is in you? You don't belong to yourself any longer. For the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, lives inside your sanctuary. Do you getting this? You see, Pentecost was a whole lot more of a meaning than just church age beginning. It talks about us becoming agents of God. Put your hand on your heart. You at home, put your hand on your heart. Say, I am an agent of God. Now say this, this is a big word. Say, I am an agent of change. You just said a mouthful right there. Now this is all from the book of Acts. I mean, there's so much more that we can do from the book of Acts. And I'm going to leave it at that because I want to try to keep our time to an hour. I've got more to do, but I will pick up next week and I'll catch it all up before the day of Pentecost, because the day of Pentecost, I want this church on a Sunday, on that Sunday morning, to get on our faces and cry out to the Holy Ghost and watch the power of God come in. We're going to see it. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that we're about to get into this in a deeper way and see the deeper side of what actually takes place and what took place and what it means to us. We thank you that you are the teacher. You are the paraclete, the comforter. You are the counselor. You are our advocate, our intercessor, our strengthener, the standby. You are the paracletus, the one called alongside to help. And we thank you that you came and that you reside and abide within each and every one of us. We don't take that lightly. We don't take it for granted. And Lord, we turn to you. Holy Spirit, we turn to you when we need help to get through, to overcome, and to be victorious in any areas of our life. And we pray in the name of Jesus. We thank the Father who sent him. We thank the Holy Spirit who raised him. And we thank you, Lord, for our salvation. We give you the praise, honor, and the glory. If there's anyone listening by way of the internet or on the radio or any other way you might be listening, if you want to receive Jesus and have your day of Pentecost come alive and alight in your life today, you can do it right now. All you got to do is believe and receive. If you believe that Jesus lived and died and God raised him from the dead, he died for your sin and your punishment, you can receive Jesus. He makes you righteous and you become a child of God. If that's you, just pray the prayer and say, Lord, I believe you. I receive what you did for my life. I believe you took my judgment. I believe you took my sin. And I believe you took my shame. I receive that. You make me righteous. I become brand new. Thank you, Lord, for doing this. I am a child of yours. You can do that. You can contact us. You can phone us. You can do whatever you like. Email us, and we will get some material out to you. We love you all. God bless you. We'll see you on Sunday morning. Don't forget tomorrow morning, Healing School, 9 a.m., live online.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith. Hello. This is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support. And God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Ways to Increase Your Happiness. God is the source of every good thing, and believing his word is the foundation for peace and joy. Our thoughts are connected to our feelings, so if we want to feel better, we need to think better. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.